Hello and welcome. I'm Richard, the veg grower, and this is episode 125, titled Update on My Project to Grow All My Own Veg. Today's date is the 17th of July, 2017. So coming up today, I have the diary, which I talk about what I've done this last week, what I've noticed growing. I then am going to have a bit of a chat on one of my main that I've been trying to achieve, and that's and how it's working out for me. And that is, of course, my aim to be mostly fruit and veg. But more on that later. Before that, I just want to apologise to you all at home. And I also released a written article about it. Now, before I started recording, I did check Amazon just to make sure what I expected it to be. And they were still there for sale. After I recorded and edited and uploaded it all to the website and started typing out the blog post, I went to Amazon to get the affiliate links. And that was probably less than an hour checked. And they didn't have any on there, which was gutting. And I really want to apologise to you all because I had talked those lights up so much and then found it wasn't available. It was just, it was really, really annoying. I did think about going in and getting cast, but I still think they're awesome lights. And if they come available in the future, I have searched other places and found some on eBay, but not where I said anyway. The link I did share was for the Life Light. It's pretty good, and it's what I actually got sent by accident instead of at home. And they're pretty good. They're probably... But again, if I see them again, I will notify you all as soon as I can. And again, I do apologise for that. So with that out of the way, let's chat about the diary. Now, during the week, we had some heavy rain, which was very welcome. And that with brighter weather towards the end of the week. Unfortunately, I didn't manage to get down the allotment during the week, but I spent a bit of time at home and I managed to pot up some of my plants. So these are sort of just getting them used up. I also managed just to tie in some cubes, getting them going in how I want them. I didn't really need to do much watering, as done it for me. And I've actually noticed that even the greenhouse is thirsty now because the roots have just worked their way down into the lower levels, into the clay soil where the moisture. Now, I did spend a good hour last week harvesting a lot. Saturday, I decided I would harvest some of my potatoes from my pond guard. And I harvested just... And to be honest, it's a good amount of potatoes for my wife and I. We used them over the weekend quite happily. And the potatoes all came out clean, in pretty, really good condition. No scab or anything else. I then went and set up the second stage of my kit. It was actually really easy to set up, and I quite like how this is. If you want to see more on this, this week's YouTube Thursday shows me putting together this stage. Sunday, I headed down the allotment, and I got the barbecue on the go and roasted up a nice beef. However, almost as soon as I got on the plot, pumpkins growing in it, and I noticed one pumpkin had set and was growing nicely. This was the variety Big Macs, and it was already a really good... I also noticed the smaller pumpkin plant had a spoo, so I'm happy with that, although where this one's located. I then set about and tackled a lid. At the moment, this seems like a job that is being done all the time, but at this time of year, there's very little else to do. However, I am finding that I am getting on top of the weeds. Continue to do this, I should hopefully stay on top of the weeds, and... I also noticed that my sweet corn has grown another foot, but has also So another result, really happy with that, and hopefully I'll get. I then had a roast beef sandwich with chips for lunch. You can see where that came from. And then set about harvesting what I had to harvest. I harvested a few more peas, both a few French beans, quite a few actually. A row of shallots, a variety was another courgette, and there's another as well. And then a few more onions. I then headed over to the soft fruit, blackcurrants. However, most of these soft fruits are. I then headed home. So that is the diary all up to the months. In fact, just now before I happened to walk out my garden and just harvested a cucumber. So let's update you all onto my flow. I firmly believe it is going to be impossible to be. The things we can grow, it certainly can be achievable. So where do I start with the strawberries? As they are coming to an end for me. As strawberries don't freeze. Rhubarb, we have been very successful at these. So on. In fact, I'll be releasing a recipe this week. We've made a few crumbles and chosen those. And although it's coming to the end, at the moment, raspberries, we have lots in the freezer too. UK Here We Grow has done some really good videos on this, and already they are coming in fast. I don't personally mind these things. We'll certainly have plenty throughout the summer, but my pea plants themselves don't seem. And then I think because they're not getting quickly, with the aim of getting them to flower and produce more peas. But I believe because of salad leaves, peas and cauliflowers, I've harvested a few of these and they for several meals, as can one cauliflower. And I'm getting one of each of these every few weeks and have more to. So I certainly think brassicas, in fact Brussels sprouts, to use later in the year. But again, during the summer and autumn. Finally, one thing we have prior. For example, one rosemary plant is rosemary you would need for a year. Don't like rosemary? Well, and herbs like parsley and basil may need. Okay, so that's it for this week. I thought it was going to. So until next time, please take.